joined here by Matt Boldy, who had the wild goal on the power play tonight, but a 2-1 setback for your side in overtime. I know this one's frustrating. How do you sum it up?
Yeah, it sucks not getting the 2 points for sure. Some positives to the game, but yeah, it's disappointing that we don't get the 2 points.
Overall, you got to like the way the team's trending. What positives from the team game, from the structure, have you seen recently that give you hope that this thing is really headed in the right direction?
Yeah, we're playing way better hockey, I think, now than we were a few weeks ago. Better defensively, winning battles, getting pucks out, making plays and stuff like that, and it's turned into more offense, too. So pucks just not going in right now a whole lot, but we just got to stick to it, keep getting to the net front and stuff like that.
With that increased team structure and good play, does the confidence rise of individual players? Do you start to feel better about your game when collectively the team's having more success or more zone time and more chances?
For sure, yeah. When the team's playing good, hockey's easier for sure. When everyone's out there making plays and it's quick and on guys' tape, the more plays you make, the more confident you are. So I think when we're playing good, yeah, it definitely brings up the energy and the confidence of everyone else.
How are you feeling about your game?
Yeah, it's got to keep going. Find ways to get the puck in the net, make plays, and kind of play that 200-foot game.
How about the line? It's been a few games now with Zuccarello back, so it's Rossi, Zuccarello, Kaprizov, and then you're out there with Tarasenko, with Eriksson Ek, and where's that chemistry at?
Yeah, it's been good. I've played with Ekki for a while now, so you know what you're getting from him, just so big and strong, always at the net, and then playing with JoJo these last few games. It's been good. He's so dynamic. We want him to have the puck, moving his feet and creating plays that way, which he does. So, we got to stick to it. I think it's been a good couple games, but we got to keep growing and find ways to get the puck in the net.
Don't know. I forgot about him. Thanks for not throwing me under the bus there. his 1,000 game ceremony, his family there, had to be a cool moment for you guys to be a part of. You're still somewhat young in your career. I know you just hit 300 games, but kind of crazy to think that, a guy like him has been around so long. When you see players like that and they hit these milestones, what's it mean to a younger player like yourself?
Yeah, it's pretty special. To be a part of those ceremonies, you don't get many chances, so you try to soak it in. A guy like that who's played for so long and had so much success and as good of a person as he is a player is pretty special to be around, so we're really lucky to have him.
I noticed that the team has 3 days between games now, which is the longest stretch all year between games that's not the holiday break or the Olympic break. What can a time like this do for a team as far as practice, recovery, and all those things?
Yeah, recovery is huge. Taking care of yourself, getting guys back into the lineup that might be out, that's huge. So to kind of reset and use it as a break to be able to come back and kind of start fresh in a way is definitely good. So we got to take advantage of it and come back ready to go.
It's a condensed schedule because of the Olympics for every NHL team. Does it feel like a lot of games already this year? Do you feel like you've played 18 games and that maybe a 3-day break will feel like an eternity for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a lot. The season's hard in its own, but yeah, the longer break for sure, squeezing games together and a little bit more back-to-backs. It's, everyone's going through it, so it's no excuse, but it's, you got to take care of yourself, make sure you're doing the right things and kind of be ready to go when the puck drops.
Lastly, Anaheim is going to be the first opponent when you get back on the ice here Saturday. Then Vegas comes to town, two really good teams. I think Anaheim's caught a lot of people by surprise so far. How will you guys make sure you're ready for this back-to-back with a couple of teams that look like they're for real?
Yeah, we got to play our game. We'll learn how they play, tendencies of theirs, and how we can kind of slow them down. But when we play our game and we play simple and we play hard and take care of the puck and everyone's on the same page, that's when we're good. And, we're hard to play against that way, too.
Little point streak rolling for your side. I know it's disappointing not to get the 2 points tonight, but we appreciate your time. Congrats here on another goal tonight.
Thanks, Joe.